Im Iran könnte man sagen, da hat man entweder ein ganz leichtes oder ein ganz schwieriges Leben. Da gibt es so viele Regeln, die machen einem das Leben dergestalt leicht, dass man sagt, okay, wenn ich mich an die Regeln halte, habe ich meine Ruhe. Aber wenn ich die Regeln geschickt umgehe, dann habe ich ein bisschen Spaß. Beziehungsweise ich habe Freiheit. Denn Homosexualität zum Beispiel steht unter Todesstrafe. Ohne Trauschein bekommen Mann und Frau kein Hotelzimmer. An Straßenkreuzungen, da stehen keine Verkehrspolizisten. Nee, da stehen Sittenwächter, die darauf achten, dass die Menschen korrekt gekleidet sind. Wer im Iran beim Alkoholtrinken erwischt wird, der kann bis zu 70 Peitschenhiebe bekommen. Sitzt jetzt die Jugend deshalb verängstigt zu Hause und schaut mit den Eltern allabendlich Staatsfernsehen? Nein, es wird getrunken, es wird geraucht, es wird getanzt und es wird geliebt. Wir haben zwei junge Iraner per Skype interviewt und wollten wissen, wie man einem Land Spaß haben kann, indem man schon ermahnt wird, wenn man an einer Kreuzung zu laut Musik hört.
Die Partys.
If there is a party, it's underground. A friend decides to make a house party. So he or she invites other people that come over. And then we gather and we dance.
In the house of the people, it's completely different from what is happening in the public sphere. So, private sphere, the people are completely free and they do so much parties.
It's a very strange combination. On the street, we are more restricted, but on our houses, we are more open-minded, maybe.
Since we don't have a discotheque or some bars in which we could dance, party in Iran means dancing.
It's just a wild party. Like they gather, they listen to music, and they use drug crazy.
I remember one of these nights in Isfahan, we went by car to the garden of a friend of us. We were completely drunk, all of us, and danced like 7 hours.
The people are there to make a party, but you have to have a secure place. That's the main problem. They are pretty much all the time searching for some empty place to party.
Der Alkohol.
The use of alcohol, it's much, much more than here in parties. Maybe because we don't have access very often to alcohol, so when we do, we want to enjoy it really. It means like you have to get damn drunken.
It's not possible for everybody to buy beers or sometimes these red wines that you have here. So we drink these homemade vodkas.
Alcohol is even more difficult, and many people, they prefer to make it at home themselves. So I was one of them as well.
It's homemade vodka. We have a kind of dealer in Iran for this vodka, and we call them and they will deliver 20 liters of this vodka. We call it arak.
I think you would say it tastes awful, but I think many young Iranians, they love it.
Die Drogen.
We have a really huge statistic of using drugs. I think opium in Iran is very popular. Weed, crack.
I know that the rich people take more cocaine, but in normal party you take marijuana, and marijuana it's more for dancing and having a crazy time together.
It's funny, like the police is more keen on alcohol rather than drugs. Sometimes to get drug in the street is much easier to get alcohol. In the dormitory of university, for example, the use of drug is so common. There are some rooms that you can go there and so get yourself a drug or something.
Der Sex.
So basically, the place is problems. We can't have sex in our parents' house because normally parents won't be happy about it.
Yeah, in your friend's place, actually. I did it so much because I had an apartment.
In my case, I was a very lucky guy. I had a empty parents' house, so.
Sometimes, like when it's dark, or you can go like outside of the city, and yeah, you can have sex in car.
Sometimes in university, we're searching also for vacant places, like the classroom in the late evening, if you are sure nobody's coming in, or using even the 5 minutes in the elevators when nobody's in the elevator to kiss.
I know that some people did sex in the nature, the mountain, because this policeman cannot go to the mountain. So they choose nature or mountain.
My generation are more open than my parents' generation. I think, for example, the virginity or sex before marriage for them was a much, much bigger issue, while for us is not.
Das Risiko.
It's very clear, you know, like we are very trained to actually hide the things in our society. Sometimes we dance to the very quiet music because the loud music is dangerous.
The police can come and can arrest you because you are not allowed to drink, you are not allowed to dance together.
So they take you to jail, but because the police of Iran is very corrupt, you get out again. So we were there for like 2 days in jail and then that was all. So nobody's really afraid of it in that sense. But we try, of course, to escape being arrested.
In Iran, there is always risk, but you can do whatever you want.
It all depends on the money you have in hand. The alcohol officially has the sentence of 70 beats of long rope that you hit people with. That's the official sentence. But normally, you can somehow pay some money and get out.
You are making risk, but in spite of all of these risks, the people make risk, like the young people especially, and they don't care.
If you don't have any money to give them, they will treat you worse, I guess. But if you can somehow offer a bribe to them, you can ease the blow.
Auch wenn im Iran offiziell 70 Peitschenhiebe fürs Alkoholtrinken drohen, es wird getrunken, es wird geliebt, es wird gelebt. Bisschen Geld zum Bestechen der Polizei muss halt immer übrig sein am Ende einer Partynacht. Dann übersteht man auch 2 Tage Gefängnis und freut sich auf das nächste Fest. Oder wie hat's die eine junge Iranerin gesagt, du kannst machen, was du willst, auch wenn so vieles verboten ist. Hannah Ender hat diese beiden Iraner per Skype interviewt und sich für die Radiowissen beschreiben lassen, wie man in einem Land, das seinen Bewohnern so viel verbietet, trotzdem Spaß haben kann.